Ray Simpson from the Village People joining us on the line right now. How are you?
Just great. Wonderful.
Good to hear. Now, you've been a cop in the group for 30 years. First off, I have to ask, are you a real cop?
Absolutely not. And there have been a few times when I've been in costume and actually had to be told not to do certain things because you can look like a cop. It's legal to look like a cop, but it's illegal when you start to do police type of things. So if you put your hand up to stop traffic, that can be implied as doing a command kind of police performance, and you can be arrested for that. So I thought that was interesting. So I had to, like, watch what I did.
So have you been in trouble before then, or no?
No. I actually have a very clear record.
Okay, good. We don't need any trouble.
When you're in costume and you're, sometimes we get to do things out in the street, and sometimes the fun of the whole thing, you start to kind of act like what you look like, and that can be a problem.
Yeah, okay, so naturally then I've got to ask you, how many people have you handcuffed? No. I'm kidding.
No, that's qualified information.
Well, explain to me then the costumes. I mean, why did that all start? First of all, let's recap the ones you have in the group. The cop, as you mentioned.
Right, the Indian, the biker, the construction worker, the cowboy, and did I leave somebody out?
You did, the sailor, right?
Oh, right. The GI who represents different forms of the armed forces. Sometimes he's a sailor and sometimes a marine and, so forth and so on.
Okay, so why did that all start? Where did that come about?
Well, originally they didn't have all three costumes. I think it was the cowboy, and it actually started from Felipe the Indian. He was dancing in a club, and the producers, who were French, one of them saw Felipe, and he had a heavy accent, and he told Felipe that he wanted to start a group, but it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sure Felipe had heard every line, dressed as an Indian, because that's what he used to do, costume dancing, and he would say, yeah. So this happened 2 or 3 times, and finally somebody said to Felipe, that guy's really a producer, he produces music, and he said, really? So then he started to listen to him, and that's how it actually kind of started.
Now, when it started out, I mean, you've been in the group since almost the beginning, and did you ever think, though, that in 2009 people would still be doing the YMCA at weddings and parties? I mean, that's got to be crazy, a crazy feeling.
It is pretty crazy. I think the song YMCA is kind of taken on a life of its own. It's something that you couldn't predict, because if you could, I'm sure we'd all have a YMCA, and we could bottle it and make every song the same type of response, but it's just a strange kind of entity into itself.
What's interesting, though, is you have how many albums and how many best of CDs, and YMCA is on almost every. You just remix it and remake it, and people love it again.
Yeah, it's really strange. That's pretty much the producer. It was Jacques Morali, but it's Henri Bellalo now, because Jacques passed about 10 or 12 years ago. And yes, it's been disco-fied many, many times, the YMCA, and it still sounds good. People still love it.
And it works, Ray. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah. It's a strange type of thing, but each time we do it, people often ask, they say, don't you ever get tired of doing that song? But it isn't actually the song. It's actually how people respond to the song and how people are excited by the song, and they sing along and they know the words and that type of thing. So each time you do it, it makes it a different experience. So the answer is no, I never get tired of doing it.
You're touring and you're doing shows, and you have been for decades. People really get into the music, like you said. What's the weirdest thing or strangest thing that's happened at a Village People show?
Well, lots of weird things have happened. I had a grandmother throw her bra up onto the stage, and I've had countless women throw their underwear up, but the strangest part about it is they come backstage to try to claim it. And actually, some of them I wouldn't claim. I don't think anybody, if they really took a good look at them, they wouldn't want to be claiming them. But that's what they did. They actually knocked on the dressing room door and, can I have my underwear back? So I thought that was quite interesting.
Wow. And if they get too rowdy, you could always just handcuff. Well, no, they would. Never mind.
It's funny, though. Anytime you're dressed as, with a police suit on, you do get respect. In fact, I've seen people get very, very nervous by me just walking by. So they didn't know immediately that I was the cop in the Village People. They just thought I was a cop. So you get very strange reactions.
Let's talk about the music, though. Obviously, every artist and group wants to have longevity, so different generations know the music. That's exactly what's happened with the Village People. So what is it about the music? Is it the beat? Is it that you're having fun when we watch you, so we all get into it? Like, what's the story?
Well, we've never tried to be overtly political or anything like that, so it's really about having a good time, and we try to do a show in which you can kind of forget about heavy things. It's really not that deep, you know, as a intellectually, I would say. You know, it's really about just dancing and having a good time, and that's what I used to do when I was a lot younger. I would just go out and I would dance for hours to the beat, you know, and just had a great time doing that. So I think that's and we did kind of put a face to dance music, so that also was a good thing.
I do want to ask you, if you could be one other character or have one other costume, what would it be? Not that you're going to trade in the cop anytime soon, but what would you be, or what would you do?
Well, it definitely wouldn't be the Indian, because my legs aren't all that hot, you know. his muscles and his legs, he's got better legs than me, I'll just say that, so he can keep that. Let me see. Leather is kind of nice, you know. I like bikes. But I don't know. I wouldn't want to switch up, because after a while you get kind of, you start to feel real comfortable in the costume. It's amazing.
Yeah. So now, as I mentioned, the group is touring. Are you working on anything else right now? What can we catch the gang doing in the next few months?
Well, we're doing some, we're going to L.A. I know we're going to do the Greek Theater coming up. What is that? The Hollywood Bowl in L.A. And I know that's with Sheik and somebody else. I think it's KC. We went to Dominican Republic and Nova Scotia, so we've been running around quite a bit.
You were, that's right. You're up here in Canada. So I guess we can check out the group's website then for the latest information, yeah?
Yeah, great. You can always do that.
And what's the address then for everybody listening?
That's, originalvillagepeople.com.
All right, we'll be sure to check that out. Ray Simpson from the Village People.
Oh, wait. It's official. I'm sorry.
Official.
It's officialvillagepeople.com.
All right.
Because if you don't put the official, you get the unofficial.
Oh, and we don't want that.
You don't want that.
No, those people, they don't know what they're talking about. Right?
You definitely don't want that.
Ray Simpson from the Village People, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Take care.
Take care now.